Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, millions of young people in America can't afford homes, while older Americans are living in large, mostly empty houses. Boomers gonna boom. That's what happens when the government prints insane amounts of money and pumps all the boomers' assets up to the moon. The only way to afford a house these days is to get married and pay for it with your spouse. They aren't making it easy for young people to stay single now, are they? It's a good thing we don't need a suburban home as a single man anymore. Up next, all the CO2 we're burning is greening the earth and making vegetation flourish. The climate change people want you to follow the science, but they just don't want you following that science because it doesn't fit their agenda. Here's another story to prove the point. If carbon dioxide is so bad for the planet, then why do greenhouse owners use CO2 generators to double their plant growth? Am I wrong on this one? Also, CO2 levels are near all-time lows for Earth's history. Number 3, it looks like they're bringing back Stargate. Whatever they do, they better not make it woke. But I think it's too late for that, because I hear they might bring Cynthia Erivo in to play the role of Jack O'Neill. And they'll probably have to change the title of the show from Stargate to Stargay. You just know that in many ways they are reimagining it for modern audiences. But that's okay, because in a few years the fans will end up reviving Stargate Universe, using AI and giving it remaining seasons that it deserves. Moving on, Elon Musk says that he might fund a huge new streaming service to take down Netflix. Why even bother at this point? Why not upgrade Grok so that people can make their own movies and shows, and then have people create their own content the way they do on YouTube and tell their own stories? AI filmmakers will take down Netflix and other streaming services long before Musk gets his studio up and running. As for Netflix, I still can't believe they messed up the final season of Gayer Things. The only good thing they have left now is Wednesday, and even that's debatable. Number 5, Warren Buffett's son says that he didn't know that they were rich until his 20s, when he spotted his father on the Forbes billionaire list. If true, then Warren did well because he didn't want to destroy his son by spoiling him. Then again, maybe his son was just an idiot and didn't realize what was going on. He gave Peter here $90,000 worth of Berkshire Hathaway shares at the age of 19. And if he had kept them and didn't sell them, he'd now have $100 million. Up next, England's town centers and high streets are dying quickly. More than half the nightclubs have closed over the last 5 years. It's all because everyone shops online and spends most of their time on their phones. Let's also not forget the fact that the town centers are now full of Muslim enrichment. Look at the awesome flip-flops on that foreigner. At this rate, add a few piles of trash and some wild cows, and it'll look like home in no time. Number 7, this guy is completely clueless, wondering why his 20-year-old son doesn't date. And neither do his friends, and this guy's friends either. I guess he's never heard of hookup culture and going your own way before. Older guys don't understand how women's expectations have gone massively up thanks to hoflation. This kid's Gen X father might as well be called Boomer Light for not understanding the real red pill culture out there. But I honestly think that the millennials are Boomer Light instead. Moving on, Lily here has vitiligo, and she wonders if she's beautiful. Well, she looks much better than all the people today with purple hair, septum rings, and bodies covered in tattoos. She might have an issue with the way she looks while younger, but I'm sure she's going to get tons of male attention as she gets older, as guys will see her as an exotic adult. It's like those people born with two different eye colors. They end up becoming unique and more popular with age. Number 9, women like Little Tay when they go on OF when they turn 18 and make $15 million in just 2 weeks. That's what they call their IPO, or initial pussycat offering. Rolla Tomasi says that she's still got another 9 to 10 years ahead of her before hitting the wall, and then getting baptized and eventually attacking younger girls for following in her hoe steps. The only positive here is that she's robbing pedo simps of their money. Up next, here's the difference between the liberated women and the traditional one. The traditional one seems better, but just remember that both of them enslave you with their queefs. They seem to run the same scam on men, but just use a different costume to do it with. The traditional one is just more feminine and smells nicer. She controls you by keeping your belly full in addition to keeping your balls empty. But she still nags and shit tests you. No thanks on both counts. Number 11, in ancient Greece, if you caught your wife cheating on you, then you had the legal right to run your sword through her lover. And I'm not talking about the sword you have between your legs, because those ancient Greeks seemed to love that too. But in the modern world, if your wife cheats, she can run off with the man, your kids, and take 60 to 70% of your wealth. Either way, women don't have to take accountability for cheating either today or in ancient times. Moving on, Shaq says that he's now dating four different white girls. He's the tallest, wealthiest, and most well-endowed man that they'll ever be with. And they all want their turn riding the Shaq Schwing Schwing. This just proves that women would rather share an alpha male than be saddled with a faithful beta. And I'm sure that all their fathers are proud of them for sharing such a fine, distinguished gentleman with one another. Number 13 Baby is wondering why men are petty because this man went on a solo vacation without his girlfriend because she couldn't afford her own share of the trip. Men aren't petty. We just don't want to pay for a freeloader no more. I used to travel all over Europe, Australia, and Egypt, and my girlfriend stayed home. When I took her on a trip once, she loved the nature but still got bitter after I paid for it. So after that, I stopped paying for them. Besides, solo vacations are the best. Up next, what would you prefer, a woman with a perfect body and an average face, or a beautiful face and an average body? For me, the woman has to have a beautiful face, then big chesticles. If those two things aren't there, then I won't be there either. To be honest, though, I'm not interested in either of these women. Also, they can't have any tattoos. Regardless if everything is perfect, the tattoos really turn me off and I'm gone. Maybe I should start meeting women at nude beaches just to make sure. Number 15, this attention-seeking woman says she accidentally had an affair with her best friend's husband. And she says it with a hoish smile on her face. And you know that it won't be her fault either. She'll blame her friend for not protecting her husband better. If she is willing to destroy her friend's marriage, just imagine what she would do to another woman if they weren't even friends. Whenever I think about women accidentally cheating, this is how I picture it. Moving on, remember guys, that a single mother wrote that single men over the age of 30 with no kids are a major red flag. I bet she didn't even date a single man with kids because she knows her worth, because she has three kids from three different fathers. Men peak somewhere between 35 and 40. She's just bitter because she peaked at 21. She's just trying to make men think there's something wrong with us because she made awful decisions that she regrets. Number 17, $35 million was stolen from a German bank over Christmas. That hole seems too precise to have been made by sane people. And most of the safety deposit boxes didn't have enough assurance to cover all the money that was lost. Always check with your bank before putting gold, silver, and other valuables in there, and remember to photograph everything. I bet for this heist it was Santa and his helpers. But the elf is behind this, I just know it. Up next, Ciara says that men who have loads of female friends are a red flag. She's just afraid of the competition. Either that or she knows they're using a man for attention and putting them in the friend zone, which means less attention for her. If a man said that a woman with tons of male friends is a red flag, women would just say that he's being jealous. But to be honest, if you have male friends, your partner will try and sabotage your relationships with them as well. Number 15, Charles Barkley says that poor people have been voting Democrat for 50 years, and that they're still poor. Wrong. They've gone even poorer since they started voting for them. Here's a picture of everyone who's been lifted out of poverty thanks to Democrat policies. People just vote for them hoping to get free stuff. But to be fair, though, there are tons of poor people living in trailer parks in the United States that vote for Republicans. Moving on, what does this mean to you, and why is she so unhappy? Maybe because her bed is too small for her now. What's more likely is that she doesn't have a ring on her finger and she's in her late 20s. In 2008, she was drawing her dreams, and in 2025, she's living reality. Looks like growing up wasn't what she hoped for. In reality, this should be the before and after picture. Also, remember that so many women in their late 20s are actually happy with their careers. The regret comes later. Number 21, people are saying that we should turn old abandoned malls into retirement homes because they offer people pure nostalgia. A food court, arcade, and classic movie theater. Around here, they're putting condo buildings next to malls for that very same reason. But online shopping has made everyone so lazy that they won't even go to the stores anymore. Recently, I bought a new phone and it was easier to find a great price online, $300 less, than if I actually went to a physical location. Malls are all but dead now. Up next, is it true that no man wants a girl boss? I honestly don't mind when if she doesn't give me attitude or tells me what to do. She can push other people around all she wants. But these days, many men have girl bosses that they never knew they would ever have, in the form of their daughter. To be honest, I'm tired of women that don't want this regardless of if she's a girl boss or not. I get more than enough drama playing the markets every day. Number 23, why is it that male friend circles tend to have guys with different ages? Well, women's friend circles all seem to hover around the same age group. I think it's because guys group together based on their interests and hobbies. And women don't do that because they don't really have any interests or hobbies outside of men. The only part that's not real is that married guy. He's usually being isolated from his friends by his wife. Moving on, an Ohio McDonald's worker is hospitalized after reaching into a deep fryer to get a dropped earbud. don't they mean low IQ curmudgeon? I'll tell you one thing. That warranty won't cover French fries. Hopefully the earbuds are still working. This is what they call McStupid in the restaurant business. This guy needs to be nominated for this year's Darwin Awards. No device is worth your permanent injury. Now his fingers are probably going to look like McDonald's breakfast sausages permanently. Actually, it was a woman that did this. Number 25 on the last one, why is she with him? Because he's a millionaire startup founder paying $438 for a date with her. I don't usually find East Asian women all that attractive, but this is one of the rare ones that I actually do find attractive. I think that all those white women complaining about white dudes going to Asia to find girlfriends need to be thankful because in reality, those East Asian women are keeping all the ugly men away from them. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.